Yes, greetings, buenos dias, guten tag, good morning, and bonjour. It's a pleasure once again to be here. Mo, how are you guys doing? Akaro, I hope you guys are doing very well. Mecca, to all of you who are not in Mecca, but here in Nigeria, particularly in Port Harcourt. Yes, indeed. Now, our first conversation is going to be as lighthearted as possible because it's received a lot of banter. But it is very serious, and I'll explain to you why. I have two reasons. I want to share with you two interesting train of thoughts on this first conversation. From 10 o'clock, we're going to spend time, and I'm not even joking about this, we're going to spend time and laugh because I am very, very upset. I'm upset because the team I have been supporting this World Cup, Germany, well, yeah, they weren't so efficient. Yeah, the Mannschaft. Anyway, moving on. Finally, we'll talk about correctional facilities here in River State and why it seems to be so bad and things like that. Okay, so we're good? We're great? Fine. So, 100, 200, 500 naira and 1,000 naira notes were redesigned. Remember a few months ago when the CBN came out that, oh, look, it's going to redesign the notes, you know, by the end of this year, sometime November. And then when that is done, those notes, those tenders will be legal. They'll run side by side with the current ones that you've been using for a while now, up until next year when they will be completely phased out. You remember that? Yes. And it sparked a very interesting debate. We even had an open poll here once where I asked, so whose face, whose picture, whose resemblance would you like to see in the new Naira notes? Now, this is what happened. Emefiele and co and the members at the CBN sat down and were just listening to all Nigerians. They don't even know. Oh my, that's what you want. Oh, great, fantastic. Yeah, great suggestion. Oh, fantastic. Okay. And then they made the debut yesterday. Have you seen the new Naira notes? 100, 200, 500, and 1,000. Have you seen them? So my question is this. First, are you impressed with the new look of the new Naira notes? And two, very importantly, would you keep this new note better than Nigerians have been keeping the other notes all this while? That's the real question. The Naira notes have been subjected to all sorts of abuse and abuses. Right now, as we're speaking, some of you have your Naira notes in your bras. Some of you have put it under your mattress. Some people right now are thinking of how to put it in their boxer shorts because they don't want their aunties to see it. There's so many things going on with the Naira notes that sometimes when you see a Naira note, you are hesitant about even touching it. Who do you blame? As always, please do remember, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making defamatory or derogatory comments. It's very important that you don't do that. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make unsubstantiated claims. And very importantly, do not make comments that may be seen as inciting. Please.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
That is the smart number. Then and get on to the other number, 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. One more time, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. All right, our WhatsApp and Telegram number available on 08-09-030-64-16-08-09-030-64-16. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Oh dear, apologies. Once again, please do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Turn down the volume of your radio set so we can better enjoy having a conversation with you. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I am not impressed with what I get to see as the new Naira note.
Why? It's shiny.
They told us a redesign, and not recoloring. Because what you saw is coloring, nothing more. The quality is still as what we used to be. Everything is okay the way it's normal.
Have you held the Naira note? We don't know the texture. I haven't held the Naira note, the new one. I don't know if you have. Have you held
it? No, I have not touched it. At least, by the grace of God, before Friday, I will touch it.
No, it's okay.
Friday.
It's okay.
I've not felt it yet.
But how can you tell that the texture is all different? You can't tell if the material
is different. You can see it now. We don't need any different. I still not see the same thing. It's the same thing. What the redesign I wanted to see, and which I think other world individual expected, they will have the conversation, who do you expect to be there? We prefer some certain names. Unfortunately, this country is the cruise.
But remember, there was, I don't know if you remember that conversation, somebody sent a comment that day and said, look, with the way the country is right now, with how volatile, you know, with various views, that the likeness on the notes is not important, that they should be left the way they are so that no one says, oh, you didn't carry the Ikwerre man, or you didn't carry this popular Bayelsa man, or this popular Hausa man, and then you have a lot of fraction within the people. This is a good idea.
They would have remained on a particular word. We want to recolor the Naira, not to redesign. Well, let us be honest. This process too is still okay. At least we can see the benefit now. The Naira is now appreciating from nowhere. The billions of Naira are now good. Naira notes are not getting to the bank. It hasn't been recorded in some certain news and other news fora. How banks are now receiving billions of Nigerian Naira notes. In my state, Bayelsa, a particular politician buried this money and the floods damaged. Oh my goodness me.
Wow.
Were you aware there was a time we were struggling to pay people because there was no money? In my office, it happened. Oh, there is no money in the system. We are waiting for CBN. Why? No Naira notes. People are buried the money. They hid the money. Miyeti Amasu, they buried some in their forest. Thank you, President Muhammadu Buhari. Mr. Zion.
All right. Some very interesting allegations coming through about people burying monies, you know, and things like that. Interesting. All right. So are you impressed with the new Naira notes? And once again, now that the new Naira notes are out, is it going to make you, yes, you, listening to us right now, would it make you keep the notes better than the way Nigerians have been used to keeping their Naira notes in the past, at least up until yesterday? Okay, come on, Jude. Please, these new Naira notes weren't redesigned. They only changed its color. I am not impressed, Lady V says. I am not impressed. Interesting. All right, good morning to you, Jude. It's not just the point that they changed the color. It's the way the color looks. I don't feel any classy as a Nigerian. This note does not give me a sense of belonging. If it were a new money given in a new design, maybe I'd have liked it. But for now, I prefer the old Naira notes. Interesting. Anselm, 93, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Angelico.
Hello, good morning. Good morning to you. Welcome, please.
This is Dakuku from Okeche.
All right, Dakuku, are you impressed with the new Naira notes? Are you impressed with the new Naira notes?
I'm so happy for the new Naira notes that is designed by the President Muhammadu Buhari. Let me give a reason. Hello?
Well, listen to you, Dakuku, please.
Hello?
Go on, we'll listen to you.
Yeah. Okay, for me now, you know that this new Naira note design is not. We expose most of these big men, all these power politicians, who will take this money, and most of them dump it in tanks. Most of them dig a hole and do it as if it was a stock away. They put the money there, they are not putting their money in the bank. So that Nigeria will not know how much they have. Now it's exposing most of them. I help. President Muhammad Buhari for doing this. Let us know those who had our state money and the local government one and federal money. Let them bring it out. Because as I'm speaking to you, we know most of them are bringing cash money. money that they have been damaged, where they keep it. We have blessed that man. And I want them to prove those people. Anyone that is against, they have to prove that they're taken to jail immediately. So other people wow. learn lesson from them. That's what I want to say. Thank you. This is Dakuku from Akokiche.
Okay, Dakuku is speaking so vehemently. He wants them to be arrested. But he's only happy that the money is making people bring out their hidden monies. Impressed with the new Naira notes? Good morning, please.
Hello, Juju. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yes, so how is today, sir?
Very well. What's your name? Quickly, we have just about 45 seconds. Tell us, are you happy with the new notes?
How will I be happy? After they fry new notes, new notes for us with 3 billion. With 3 trillion. That note looks like what they fry in the pot. After they fry money for us with 3 trillion. The machine that even printed that money is not even up to 3 trillion. After you design money with 3 trillion.
Okay, all right. More dissent. Would I call it dissent or maybe disapproval? But I understand a lot of Nigerians expect it a little bit more panache, something with a bit more style to it, right? Isn't that what they expect, then? Don't fault them, though. Just thinking. Really. It didn't quite meet with their expectations, right? 0809-030-6416. That's where you find us on WhatsApp and Telegram at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Two very interesting questions for you. Are you impressed with the new Naira notes? And more importantly, would you now be ready to keep the new Naira notes better than you have been keeping the old Naira notes up until today? I'm curious. You know, stuff it in your bra, squeeze it, and give policeman more when we come back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The other numbers 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0009. Good morning, please.
Hello, Mr. Jude. Good morning.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Chelsea Foster Moziko, known as Jumbo Moses.
Welcome.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Jude, firstly, I want to say thank you to you, a big thank you to you and your station, Nigeria Info, for the gift I got from you on Friday. On Monday, sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Yesterday, I was hyped.
I see.
I went to the shopping mall. That voucher was 10,000 naira voucher.
Okay.
Which I made some other shopping in addition.
Well, thank you very much.
To you and to your station.
Thank you. And thank the sponsors as well.
Now, talking about the new naira note, that money is the only change I see that I saw in that money was they hypoed the money. They just changed. Now, hypo 9 then used for that money. I see no change. When the CBN governor was talking, I thought there will be a big change on that, or maybe they will reduce the head, or they will remove the Arabic writing, or they will do something tangible. But I see no change. They only hypoed that money, and they are bringing it out as new money. They cannot duplicate.
So basically,
so they cannot duplicate
So basically, you're not impressed with the new Naira notes.
I'm not impressed at all.
Okay,
but
let me ask you this, Moses. Now that you have, not likely, there's going to be newer notes in circulation. Do you think Nigerians will treat these newer notes better than they've done in the past?
There will be nothing better. They will still treat it as we have been treating the old one.
Why? Why? This is new. When people get new wives, new girlfriends, new cars, new phones, there's a bit of a petting stage.
But this one, we are not impressed with what they did. We are not impressed. Right? And they want to even force us to change.
Well, you have to.
Come for the new one.
Yes, it's called the.
That is the first. And they put a deadline.
Yes.
At the 1st of January. It is a must. Come and take new one.
Mm-hmm.
They should at least work hand in hand with the two. Not to force us to take this new one. And this new one is nothing to write home about. For me, I'm not impressed at all. For me, if I must call them, I will score them 5.
Ah.
Because only hypo. Then they used to wash the money, change the color, finish.
Okay.
I see nothing new in this money.
All right, thank you very much, Moses. Not impressed. But let me read for you the comments from the presidency. And according to the statement signed by Buhari's special advisor on media and publicity, Femi Adesina, that the president expressed delight at the new redesigned currencies where locally, emphasis on locally produced by the Nigerian Security Printing and Minting PLC. Now, speaking of the launch of the new banknotes, the president noted that the international best practice requires central banks and national authorities to issue new or redesigned currency notes every 5 or 8 years. He lamented that it's almost 20 years since the last major redesign of the country's local currency was done. That implies that the Naira is long overdue to wear a new look. And this bit is a very important one, please. Let me read it for you. A cycle of banknote redesign is generally aimed at achieving specific objectives, including, but not limited to, improving the security of the banknotes, mitigating counterfeiting, preserving the collective national heritage, controlling currency in circulation, reducing the overall cost of currency management, he said. He added that the new Naira notes will have been fortified with security features that make them more difficult to counterfeit. So, you haven't held the notes. There is a possibility that it is this security, in quotes, this security measures, this security, inputs on the notes that would be the subtle changes that many people are not aware of. 93, good morning, please. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Thank you. My name is Ikora from Port Harcourt.
It's a pleasure to have you join us.
So before I start, my 80-year-old cousin was with me yesterday, and I was calling from my phone, and he asked me a question. He said, "Brother, why is the Arabic on the Nigerian Naira note?" I didn't know what to answer him. Honestly, I was dumbfounded.
Can I answer you? Can I help
please
you
out? Please help me.
Nigeria is a country of mixed religious views and cultural practices. So every Naira note is meant to reflect as many of the cultures that you have. You have the northern part of Nigeria that is predominantly Muslim. So yes, to reflect that, you have Arabic inscriptions. You also have English inscriptions. You also have Igbo and Yoruba inscriptions all over the Naira note.
Arabic is not Muslim. Arabic is not Northern. It's not Hausa. It's a religion. It's Muslim. We don't have Hebrew on the Nigerian Naira note.
But you have English. But you have English on the Nigerian Naira note. English is mostly spoken.
Why can't we have Hausa or Kanuri or Fulani? Why do we have Arabic? It's a different thing. English is a language.
It's
a religion.
No, it's a language, actually. It's not just a religion.
It's a language by who exactly?
See, the narrative there is you have people who practice that religion, who speak Arabic, right, in their place of worship.
Why can't we have Latin on the Nigerian Naira note?
Nobody speaks Latin in Nigeria.
We do, actually. I'm Catholic. We speak Latin in church.
You don't speak... Oh, dear. I know Latin is recited in church, but you don't communicate. Am I mistaken? You don't communicate with... How many of you communicate in Latin? How many people do? But anyway, would you keep the Naira notes? Would you better handle it now that it's been redesigned or recolored? However you want to interpret it. Promise is on the line. Let's get to hear from Promise. Promise is speaking to us from Rumo Dumaya. Promise, good morning. Welcome. 92.3.
Good morning, my brother Jude.
Good morning.
Concerning how to handle this, the new Naira note, I think there would have been proper sensitization before now. People would have been properly orientated, sensitized before now. So we know how to handle this new Naira note.
Yes.
If not, the same way they handled the other one, will still be the same way they will handle this one. So that's my take on it.
Okay. All right, Promise. Thank you. Says a lot of sensitization should have been carried out. Hello, Port Harcourt, 93. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yes, let me continue from the second to the last caller. If you said Nigeria is a multi-dynamic people that speak different language, so that's why Arabic should be described on it. So what about me as from Afaibom? Why is an Afaibom language not there? Even when my elder statesman, Isong, one of the first central bank governors, name was to state appeared there. Was never in state there. Why?
Well, okay, all right. Now, Go on, please.
If you want to ask me how I would do the Nigerian Naira, it is not because it is you, it is the word. It is the word of the Naira will tell me how I treat it. Does the 1,000 Naira, What is the worth of the fuel? Let me use that one as a natural commodity that will affect almost the price of every other commodity in the market. How much this is what is the quantity of fuel or quality of fuel that you will purchase for me? What is it? They are just giving this our comedians new version of something to make us laugh on social media, because if you go out there, they are just making mockery of it. So when Mr. President is saying his comment that when he talks about the security aspect of it, yes, we know, because now it seems that after the 31st of January, the old Naira seems to be non-acceptable in the market. That could contain security on the other side. But again, if you know you're going to come out with this innovation, why then so far out with NIM? Making us think our line standing in a unique NIN to register jam. Making us suffer and all this. Then what about the other industries?
Okay, well, all of these things, I'm not the NOA, but yes, those questions you ask are very fair to be asked, and maybe we'll get a representative from the NOA, maybe the government to even explain. But on the surface, once again, you know, it's for security purposes. Now, you have heard that since the redesign was announced, you know, banks have, you know, recorded more money being, you know, coming through the doors, get into the banks. Now people are bringing out money. I've seen more new 100 naira notes in the past 2 months than I've seen in the past 5 years, and I'm not even lying. All right, more new notes. In fact, I'm getting to see new notes that were printed last year, 2021. For a long time, the newest notes I got to see from the 100 naira was from about 6 or 7 years ago. But now, these days, I'm seeing 2021 notes, 2020 notes, and even 2022 100 naira notes. So where have they been hiding all this while? My 213, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Sorry, I called back. It's Decora.
Welcome, Decora. We have Austin on the line. I'm going to give you a minute, please.
Okay.
Yes.
So, let me finish.
Yes.
Right? I have lived in the North for 17 years, and I can tell you, they don't speak Arabic. They speak Arabic by a particular religion. Northerners don't speak Arabic. There are Christians there, traditionalists there.
True.
Arabic is not a language of those in the North. It's a language of those. They speak Arabic in the East as well, Muslims. So if they want to do it like this, they should also add language that Christians speak. I speak Hebrew, I speak Latin, my church speaks Latin. So I don't know. So for me, I don't know what to tell this young boy. This 8-year-old boy up till today. Now, am I impressed with the design? If I may, I'm not. I am not impressed at all. There is nothing on that design. Will I treat the money better? Why would I treat the money that doesn't have value better? The money is valueless. There is no value for the money. There is 100 naira for me. What 100 naira get for me today in Nigeria? So no, it's a no for me.
Okay, all right, thank you very much. 92.3, Austin is in Alu. Austin, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome.
I saw it on the NTA news last night. I'm saying, what is this? Where are we heading to? Very, very funny. And the new police is there laughing. And I come to look at, I thought at least they would change the Arabic. At least we have one local language speaking, even our great grandfather who speak that language, they left it to us, which is Pidgin English. If they know they didn't go to school or whatsoever to deny that to me, they should put Pidgin English inside of it. I think it's better off than what I saw there. It's the same thing. Besides that, like you mentioned earlier, that someone took money from Brad and gave to a policeman. The same thing I thought would happen, this time around, to give their plan.
Oh, wow.
You understand? Now, just should wake up. They should stop. They should blame the government. I don't understand what's going on.
But they had to redesign the naira notes. They had to redesign the naira note. All right, now one of those comments, and I need to state this. In fact, I just got a message. Gave me a reminder. You know, some of the comments, you know, are emotionally based. The questions are logical, but I think it's the responses that usually have an emotional connotation to it. And it may rub off as, you know, being a bit unfair or maybe not being altruistic, you know. But the notion that, okay, it's Arabic and people don't speak Arabic, once again, I agree. I've spent some time in the north, you know. They speak Kanuri, they speak Hausa, there are other languages and tribes. Yeah, but yes, in the mosque, maybe that's where they recite the Quran in Arabic. But you're numbers that you use, let me correct you, or let me remind you, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that you use right now, they are Arabic. If you did not know, they replaced the Roman numerals that people used to use, the I1, I, IX, DC, all those things were Roman numerals that the Arabic numerals replaced. That's what you use today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 0. Arabic numerals. Anyway, not to start another debate and get people all worked up, but it is what it is.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas.
All right, so let's wrap up here, and I get to read some of your messages this morning. A lot of people not particularly pleased with the way the new naira notes, looks at the moment. You probably get used to it. It kind of looks like some euro denominations. Those of you who have traveled, you probably, particularly the reddish one. Yeah, okay. Anyway, let me move on. Let me read your comments on Facebook, facebook.com/Nigeria Info. A India says, I am not impressed. You see that naira notes will be full of fake. The old currency is far better than this new one. It's just like they added blue to it. Well, India, you might be wrong, because the government says there are security measures that have been imputed on this one to counteract the work of counterfeiters. Favorite says, what shall it profit a naira if it can change a whole new color and still lose its value? Smart Oscar says, I am not really impressed at all, because I don't see any difference in those notes at all. Not a lot of notes. Not a lot of impressions there. All right. 92.3. Hello, Pazako returns.